The radio started sending out strange noises.
That can only be
satire.
Bringing you one step closer to
the living sound of
something awful like poison.
Prepared by the Department of Agriculture.
And wacky weirdos.
I've been looking forward to this moment.
And so does Frank.
Steve was feeling romantic when he left Frank.
Frank is now his master.
I am master here now.
Now, here's something else for Frank.
Beautiful wooden dolls.
They are referred to as demons.
Many people were angry.
And they talked about Frankie week after week, of the brave and ready, staunch and steady, tried and true, as the red, white, and blue, finest
cancer of the penis.
Cigarettes are actually the cure for cancer.
Well, I'm going to go buy some.
I'll buy you some ice cream.
Buy me a Frankfurter.
You will buy the Kmart Smart Plan.
I will buy the Kmart Smart Plan.
Heather, you're so fucking stupid.
I know, I'm limited.
So am I.
So am I.
You're stupid mimes. Stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, stupid job.
Now let's move on to the bathroom.
The Emperor sat in his throne room thinking about
skeletons.
Mr. Bones?
We'll show you how you can keep right up to the minute on what is happening in every part of the world. Condensed information is prepared by our experts.
Dracula, Inspector Gadget.
And Abe Lincoln.
Who happens to be a woman.
Just like Fred.
This is Fred McMurray.
You know, maybe I'm being swell-headed or something.
But I'm all woman.
So am I.
Well, I am not.
If you're a woman,
then it's doubtful that you belong here.
Get the fuck out!
I'm leaving!
Before you go, would you
eat honors or smoke weed?
I will.
Take it before going
to an occult bookstore
to get lettuces for Sunday dinner.
You can have anything you want for dinner.
Even an overturned car.
Police officers are frequently invited
to give you a caressing hot cream shampoo.
For a pizza quite unlike any you've ever had.
Here's Paddington Bear.
What would he like for dinner?
Just a few little old pills.
I need those pills to stay awake and study because I've
got another knife.
Take a bunch of pills.
Quickly become the ultimate knife-wielding psycho.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Girl, ain't you gonna overdose?
Yeah, I sincerely hope so.
You order it and they add to your fries along with whatever sandwich that you order.
Today I gave you a
skeleton
sandwich.
So if you order a large fry and you ask for supersize, we're gonna like almost double the fries, and it's a really good deal. This deal sucks. I think it's a really good deal.
No deal.
What would you like me to give you?
A nebulous substance which solidifies into form and as quickly dissolves into spiraling vapors, glowing and vibrating with tints and colors never seen before. They slowly focus into value and relationship. And we are looking at a woman.
Jesus said if you look on a woman with the thoughts of lust in your heart, you've committed adultery with her.
You may get your chance.
I hope so.
Before Jesus came,
he put on the dressing gown.
Then they looked at Jesus.
Parading up the street in mother's best clothes.
What did Martha say to Jesus?
Just look at you.
All dressed up and looking very fine.
You fucking look like a slut.
Jesus said,
hey, that's good.
I'd rather have Jesus than
one soup can of water.
And remember, kids,
cans of water
must be put on the erect penis before intercourse.
Just remember, make sure someone is watching you and have a good time.
Remember Pharaoh Putatut's curse.
I remember beating his dead body with a 2x4.
That smell wasn't this toilet. It was a dead body.
But the schoolmaster's body was not found.
I ate it.
Here's the recipe for 4 servings.
You will need to bring a few items from home, such as
2 teaspoons of Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire sauce,
knives and guns and
Ouija boards,
and branches or leaves to build a nest.
All the equipment you need for fun and excitement.
But I need a strong cleaner.
Try cleaning half your mirror the usual way.
With a pickle on top to ward off evil spirits.
And you feel like screaming.
Check out my butt.
Gosh, Daddy, this one's awful nice.
And one of the tailors opened it.
It was pitch black inside. But it made a tiny sound. At its loudest, it was often difficult to hear on the other side of a large room.
Big odors lurk in small places.
You see, in many respects, it combined the brightness and strength of a harpsichord with the expressiveness and sweetness of
3 cold-blooded murders.
The great composer pianist Liszt often had 2
murders with satanic clues.
I hope that you have enjoyed this
link between murder and music.
I have not.
And I was conscious of a strange sensation, half mystical, half visual, of having reached at last some place that was an end.
I'll never forget you.
Get me out of here!